Hello?
Hi, this is James from FIU. We're doing a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
That would be me.
Okay. And is your home a single-family home, detached, townhome, apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or a mobile home?
For what reason are you doing this survey?
As I mentioned, I'm calling from FIU, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Of what threats?
Okay, let me go ahead and start over again. As I mentioned, my name is James. I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
It's a residential home.
It's a residential home. Thank you for that. And do you own or do you rent the home?
Own.
Own, okay. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1956.
1956. Thank you. Have any upgrade modification have been made or to the property?
Yes.
For example, roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage
yes.
upgrades. Which one will be?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident on Florida?
65
years. Thank you. 65. Okay. Thank you for that. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? For example, tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane, or none of the above?
Yes. I've experienced all two up to Category 3.
All two Category number 3. Thank you. And can you tell me the name and or the year of, for example, the tropical storm?
I don't remember all of them.
Okay, not a problem at all. Thank you. And, for example, the Category 1 hurricane? Or you don't remember?
I don't remember.
I
can tell you Hurricane Charlie. I can tell you Hurricane Charlie.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Let me mark that down in here. Appreciate that. And have you or any adult in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
$53,000.
Let me mark that down in here. Thank you. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage to your house? Was it the debris in the wind? The roof. Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. Let me mark that down in here. Appreciate that. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable? Somewhat vulnerable or not too vulnerable, sorry.
Not vulnerable.
Not vulnerable. Okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? For example, put up hurricane shutters, boards up to the home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to your home, drive to the home of a relative, friend, or in your area, or I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
Your home is already prepared. Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home for hurricane damage? Are you very certain?
Very certain.
Okay. Please select your top three sources of information, for example, internet sources and other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media.
Radio.
Okay. Just that or?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me mark that down in here. Perfect. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness? 1, 2, 3, 4?
5. Most prepared. 5.
Most prepared. Okay. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, cost of the food and other essentials, cost of the childcare, property taxes, cost of the insurance, transportation cost, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, or other one?
None of the above.
Okay. Perfect. Let me mark that down in here. And is your home located in a flood or evacuated? Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And when will you evacuate? For example, I will read the options. I will give you the options. If a hurricane watch is issued. For example, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management officer order you to evacuate, probably never, or another one?
Never.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of the nearby friend or family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state. You will not leave under any circumstances,
I will not leave.
You will not leave, okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
2, okay. Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? You don't know, or
don't.
Do you have an idea?
Don't have an insurance.
Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for a unexpected hurricane damage? For example, the answer will be, I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I am certain I could not come up with the $2,000, or you don't know, or prefer not to say?
Prefer not to say,
okay. How was your home insurance rate challenged in the last, for example, 1 year? Decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat?
I don't have any insurance.
You don't have an answer. Okay. What about, sorry?
I don't have insurance.
You don't have insurance. Okay. Perfect. Let me mark that down in here. In this case, that you don't have insurance. Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? For example, yes, no.
No.
Okay. Yes. And if a major hurricane infects your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? For example, federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Government not involved in recovery efforts.
Okay, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have, for example, that local building codes are being enforced? For example, 1, no confidence, 3, 1 to 2, not confidence, 3 to 4, reasonable confidence, and 5, very high confidence?
5.
What local land use plans take into account hurricane risk, for example, 1 to 2, no confident, 3 to 4, reasonable confident, and 5, very high confidence?
High confidence,
okay. What new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? 1 to 2, no confidence, 3 to 4, reasonable confidence, and 5, very high confidence?
High confidence.
Okay. That new developments take into account flood risk? 1 to 2, no confidence, 3 to 4, reasonable confidence, and 5, very high confidence?
High confidence.
Okay, and that building codes are as strict as they should be, mitigate the loss, for example, 1 to 2, no confidence, 3 to 4, reasonable confidence, and 5, very high confidence?
Very high confidence.
Thank you. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finance will be affected? For example, the first answer, yes, I believe it is happening and will be affected. Second one will be, yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. The third one, yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. The fourth one will be, no, I do not believe it's happening. And the fifth one will be, I don't know if it's happening.
5.
Number 5, okay. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low evacuation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned? Moderately concerned? Somewhat concerned? Slightly concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned, okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? You have to select 3. The neighborhood, the schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fee, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to your job, or other one.
Proximity to my family, proximity to my job.
Proximity to your family, your job, and a third one?
Other.
Other. Can you specify which one will be?
No. I can't remember.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem at all. Thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? For example, less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. For example, could you please tell me your age between 18 to 34 years, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
65 or older.
Thank you. And also, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
One? and are under 12 years old? I guess no, right?
Correct.
Okay, and are 61 or older, just one, because you just live alone.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. What is your marital status? For example, single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, separate, or another one?
Widowed.
Widow, okay. What is the highest grade of a school complete by an adult member of your household? Less than
high school.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? For example, white Caucasian, black African American, Asian, white. Okay. What language is the most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, other?
English.
Okay, perfect. And please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 or more, or over than 100,000.
75 or more.
Okay. Perfect. These were all the questions I had. I appreciate your time and thank you for answering my call. I hope you have a really good rest of your day. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.